You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I've been working with a nurse dietitian for the last 6 months, and it's been life-changing. I've lost weight, healed my relationship with food, and have way more energy. Working with a dietitian online to create a personalized nutrition plan was so easy thanks to Nourish. The best part? I pay $0 out of pocket because Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans. 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Time to open wide and sample Ted's meat and potatoes. Now, here's your host, head chef of the men's room, the Ted Nugent.
Head chef in the house. Thank you, folks. Thank you. President's Day weekend is approaching. So our own Mike Hawk sent me a list here of Abe Lincoln's. Honest Abe. His 25 favorite foods. And then I also pulled up a list here of presidents and their favorite foods. The ironic thing is, these lists are all over the place. Like this one list I pulled up for every president's favorite food, they got one that's not on the Lincoln list for Lincoln.
Oh, then maybe he was lying.
Yeah.
It depends
well, Lincoln,
who asked. If it's his wife.
Yes, Mary?
Yeah, but Mary, this is great.
Yeah.
Right? Much differently. Yeah. Oh, cool. Steamed broccoli again. I love
casserole.
It.
So, look, Abraham Lincoln comes out of the gate swinging. His favorite foods. Apple pie.
All right.
Pretty simple. A lot of lists just say, overall, Abraham Lincoln loved apples. That was his go-to.
So that's just his thing.
Loves them.
So what else was available? Pecan pie, the pumpkin pie.
Sweet potato.
But you got to keep in mind, too, is that there's not sugar. I mean, there's sugar, but there's not like candies as we know it. And chocolate and all this stuff. So just the sweetness of apples alone.
Yeah,
like,
yep, that explains
it. You know, like, I'm going to keep eating them. Chicken frisises. I've never heard of this one. It's not really a dish that people make anymore. In the 1800s, it was massive. It's basically, they say, look, it's essentially a chicken stew with meat and vegetables simmered in a rich sauce.
Okay.
Sounds not.
The rich sauce helps.
Gingerbread men cookies.
Specifically the cookies. All right.
Yeah. He ate them when he was a kid, ended up loving them. So he was always a go-to.
Sounds like a guy that likes fall.
Sticking with that.
Mm-hmm.
Oysters.
Okay. Oh,
now,
yeah.
Now, they say he was a fan of them anyway, but especially liked them stewed or pickled.
Ooh. Interesting. I read a pickled oyster. I would try it in a heartbeat.
Yeah.
Well, depending what the source is.
And back in the day, those were cheap. People ate them. They were plentiful.
Yeah. I mean, gave them to prisoners.
Yeah. That's why they call the sandwich a po' boy.
Mm-hmm.
Correct. And animals. Let's see. What's one breakfast meat everybody loves?
Bacon.
Right. Spam.
Yeah.
Shocking. No, not spam. shocking. He was a fan of spam as well. Blueberry pie was on his list. It was the inaugural dinner menu had that on there. It was pretty pretty bare bones. There was soup, meat, potatoes, and then blackberry pie.
And he loves his pies, didn't he?
I like that. Meat. What kind of meat?
Meat. Meat and dessert.
Right.
That's what this guy was into.
Now, here's where it shows up on a lot of lists is his absolute favorite food, corn cakes. Whether they're called corn cakes or hoe cakes, as I like to call them, Johnny cakes or corn pone. He loved them. Basically, I can look it up real quick.
Is it like a pancake? But just,
it is.
Okay, that's
what
I thought.
It's
like a
latke,
but corn.
Basically, yeah.
Okay.
But it's not like a corn fritter, right? It's closer to a cake.
Mm-hmm.
So it's pretty good.
So far, I wouldn't mind eating dinner with Abe.
Yeah.
Here's one I love. I grew up Irish Catholic. Corned beef and cabbage.
Yeah. All right. Come on. Yeah.
Again, just apples on the list. A big one from back in the day, depending on where you're from, and even to this day, depending on where you're from, it's how they're going to be made. Biscuits.
All right.
You know what I mean?
He was a basic dude that I like.
Southern cooking, it sounds like.
Yeah, and there wasn't a ton of other options. Almond cake makes it on there. Mary Todd Lincoln was known for making an almond cake that her husband enjoyed often. Plus, you got to keep in mind, he's a wartime president.
Yeah, that's true.
I don't know. I'm going to assume that they didn't have a White House chef back then.
I don't know. Probably not. They didn't even have security for him. Coffee. He didn't. He preferred water with most meals. He didn't drink alcohol, but he did enjoy his coffee.
Okay.
Venison. Again,
yeah.
You got to imagine back then,
plentiful.
Beef isn't is all the restaurants and everything. So venison is one that comes on the table all the time. Pretty easy. You go. I mean, look, at that point in D.C., you could go out the back of the White House and shoot one. But you're right. He does stay soulful. Turkey legs.
Oh, legs. Mm. All right.
Turkey legs and turkey wings. To me, if it's not a soul food, if it's not a soul food kitchen, mm-hmm. don't order them.
Right.
It's going to be tough. It's not going to be great.
Renaissance Festival.
Yeah, I've gotten them before at the fair. They're overhyped. They look great.
They do. They look cool.
And I like the idea of it, but
they're selling the visual.
Yeah. And then some presidents. All right, somebody pick an old school president.
Thomas Jefferson.
All right, let's go up to Mr. Jefferson. Some of these presidents, I like this one. William Henry Harrison. Squirrel stew.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, he was getting after it. The eighth president, Martin Van Buren.
Mm-hmm.
I'll give you a hint. It's a very popular lunch meat. Your daughter loves it.
Turkey.
Boar's head.
Oh, the actual boar.
Like literal boar.
Wow. You really make the head of a boar?
Yeah.
Hmm. I guess the cheeks are good.
There's a place in town you can get a pig's head and just kind of pick at it. All right, Miles, you said Andrew Jackson, correct?
Steve did.
Andrew Jackson, as they used to call him, Old Hickory, apparently he preferred tenderloin with the Jezebel sauce.
What is Jezebel sauce?
From Jezebel.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
How about Taft? Because he was a notoriously fat president, right?
Saltwater Taft.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, he was
so
a really
Taft
good
showed up... I don't even have to.
Everything.
I don't have to scroll down to it. No, apparently his big thing was that he ate a 13 to 15 ounce steak.
Jeez.
Every morning just to kind of get the day going.
Every morning?
Yes, every morning. God, I saw it on
He probably had a White House chef then.
And he ate him too?
Yeah, but that was his big thing. He liked that. James Garfield again, squirrel soup. I can't agree with this guy. Chester A. Arthur.
All right.
Turtle steak.
Turtle steak.
I'd give that a try, ma'am.
Like, I've never eaten turtle just because I'm a Maryland fan, but, like, a lot of sports reporters I saw down in New Orleans last week were talking about eating turtle soup and how much they liked it.
Yeah, turtle soup and anything gator. If you go to New Orleans, just try it. It is very, very good.
I do agree with gator, man. Give it a try if you can. Teddy Roosevelt, man after my own heart. Fried chicken, mashed potatoes.
Yeah, come on, man. Keep it simple.
I saw a list today that was, what's it, Jimmy Carter. He's got a famous.
Peanuts.
Cheese grits.
Oh.
He's from Georgia.
I mean, it makes sense.
And it's not like he was from Atlanta. I mean, he's like deep Georgia.
Franklin D. Roosevelt, he just like a grilled cheese.
Really?
Yeah. And you kind of see where we're getting into more modern era stuff, too.
He was just such a big hunter. I just assumed it was some meat dish, but it's grilled cheese.
This won't shock you. I won't kill you. Kennedy, like New England fish chowder.
Ooh, fish, not clam, but
not
fish.
Clam.
I'll tell you what, clam chowder is great. When they start throwing some salmon in there and some other things, some shrimp, if you get like a seafood chowder, that's outstanding.
I don't like the salmon in it. That's usually, I just don't like cooked salmon.
Right.
Lyndon B. Johnson, this won't shock you. The guy is from Texas. He likes
ribs.
Barbecue.
Mm-hmm. Hell yeah, man.
Richard Nixon was big on cottage cheese.
Cottage cheese?
It's delicious.
I mean, but when you say, what's your favorite food? Cottage cheese.
All right. George H.W. Bush, mm-hmm. pork rinds.
Pork rinds.
Yep. Bill Clinton was famous for chicken enchiladas at the White House. To me, he'll always be famous for fast food as well.
Yep.
And then I read another list that said he loved cheeseburgers with jalapenos. And then George Bush. Every list you read, it shows up with the cheeseburger
pizza. Yeah, right.
Yeah. Well, I think George Bush, too, you know, clearly was a guy that, what's the word? Like, he enjoyed stuff maybe a little too much.
Sure.
So it's like, all right, I'm running, you know, like, I don't drink anymore. I don't do this. I don't do that. It's like, I'm keeping the goddamn cheeseburger pizza.
Yeah, you can't blame him for that, man.
This list says Barack Obama was big on chili. I mean, what, because he ate a Ben's Chili Bowl?
That might be why he kept going to Ben's Chili Bowl.
God, Miles, Donald Trump,
Big Mac,
they say the fish fillet.
Oh, really?
What?
Okay.
He's one of the only people I know that actively will order a fish fillet. And then Joe Biden, you've seen all the pictures. What food does he love the most?
Ice cream.
You're damn right. There's a lot of pictures of him.
Oh, yeah.
Just sitting there eating ice cream and stuff. I know Obama was pretty famous too for like unscheduled pop in to Five Guys in the area.
Yes.
In D.C. And, like, they showed up there. It was, like, a cultural phenomenon, man. I remember people getting on planes in D.C. with Five Guys. Like, you're never going to see it.
Look out.
Yeah. So there you go. Presidents, just like us, eat food.
Thank you, Tim. We appreciate it. Coming to the 508. We will drink and toast with a shot of the day. You are listening to The Men's Room.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes. You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 50% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale right now and save up to 50% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 50% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knicks Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knicks, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knicks Menswear, your friend in style.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
College holds a mythic place in American culture, but there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.